We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We just mentioned we had some new music from Keith earlier in the week. New music from Lady Antebellum coming up tomorrow. Been a good week for music. Game day today for you.
Yep, Carter's supposed to have a t-ball game today, but we're also supposed to get rain, so.
Poor guy. I feel like once the season started, like your first five games were rained out. Mm-hmm. Now there's more rain.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I know. And he's so excited, too. He's like, Mama, I got a game today. I'm like, yep, you got a game today. You got to get ready, okay? And he's like, okay. Because he was wide awake when I left for work. Why? I have no idea. But, yeah, so he's super stoked. So I hope the rain just kind of backs off for just a little bit. Because he played on Saturday, and he got rained out halfway through his game. They were playing, and it started to rain.
So what did they just call it? Do they keep score?
No.
Okay.
No. Everybody scores. Everybody gets to hit. Yeah.
Okay. I was like,
yeah.
Do they pick up in the middle of the week? Is it a continuation game? Do they do a doubleheader?
Mom keeps score, though. I'm like, all right, you got that kid out.
Jot down
and
Carter's,
that was a triple.
Carter's batting average.
Yeah,
well, no. Hopefully, though, will be no rain this weekend. We'll be out for the Angels-Royals game, big post-game concert with the Eli Young Band. If they asked you to throw out the first pitch, would you do it?
I don't know. After seeing the story about, who was it, Bruce Willis that just got booed? That would scare me because I don't do well under pressure. So I feel like I would totally whiff it trying to throw the first pitch.
That was in Philadelphia, too, which is a very tough sports city. They will boo anybody who makes one little mistake. And I mean, Bruce's pitch wasn't that good at bounce before it hit home plate.
But still, you got to give these people a little bit of credit because they don't do this.
No.
Like, how often do you think Bruce Willis is out there pitching in his backyard? I don't think he does that very often.
For this.
Yeah.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Time to take a look at what is trending. Yesterday, two window cleaners were rescued near the top of the Devon Tower in Oklahoma when the lift they were standing on went out of control near the top of the 50-story building. This is actually breaking news when you and I were on the air yesterday. And it was just sickening watching how fast this
they were just swinging around.
The crane is moving.
No control over it.
It was terrible. So reports are now saying that the crane hoisting the two men was unstable, and the incident took place in extremely high winds. The two men rescued after an hour from dangling 800 feet in the air.
Yeah, they needed new pants after that.
Oklahoma City Fire Department said the men refused medical treatment, didn't want to be looked at, didn't want to be touched, just wanted to go.
yeah, leave me alone. I want to go home.
Don't blame them whatsoever. That is an actual nightmare. Like, I'm not a fan of roller coasters, and I'll go on, like, the baby ones. Even when I reach, like, the peak of where the drop is, I freak out. So I cannot even imagine what these guys were thinking.
Mm-mm.
But they're okay, so
that's good to hear, yeah. All right, picture yourself on summer vacation, fully relaxed, laying out by the pool, sipping on a Mountain Dew Baja Blast with a chalupa in hand. Your dreams could be coming true with the Bell, a Taco Bell hotel and resort.
No way.
Yes, Taco Bell is getting into the hotel business this summer, and lucky for us, it'll only be a short drive away in Palm Springs. Taco Bell announced the news yesterday that the temporary hotel will be opening on August 9th, but for only an undisclosed amount of time. So this isn't going to be a permanent thing. What they're doing, instead of actually building a hotel, they're going to be taking over an existing hotel, but they haven't announced which one yet. Which, if you go to Palm Springs, there's a ton of hotels, so it could be any of those. According to the press release, everything from the guest rooms to breakfast, poolside cocktails, everything is going to be infused with a Taco Bell twist. There's also going to be Taco Bell branded robes, hot sauce packet pool floats, and an on-site gift shop that will be filled with exclusive Taco Bell apparel. Get this, they're even taking it a step further. They're going to have their own salon, which will offer Taco Bell inspired nail art, fades, and a braid bar. I mean, they're going all out. If you are a fan of Taco Bell, you definitely have to check this out. They haven't released anything about the food, which I think is kind of interesting. But you have to imagine they are going to have the best late night drunk food ever.
Without a doubt.
Getting some Doritos Locos tacos at like midnight sent up to your room. That sounds amazing. Fans do have to be 18 and over to stay at the Bell. And reservations will be opening up sometime next month.
So it's only going to be limited time.
It's like one of those pop-up things that they've been doing with like the pop-up restaurants. But this will be a pop-up Taco Bell hotel.
If it can stay a pop-up until, let's say, next April and we got to head out there for Stagecoach, man, that would be perfect.
I'll be calling you. Anthony, where are you at? Come on, we got interviews.
I mean, chalupas.
In the pool. Don't worry about it.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
Yesterday, we came across a story where Uber is offering what they're calling quiet mode, where you don't have to talk to your driver.
Yeah, your driver doesn't talk to you. You just get to sit there and relax and go to your destination.
And you were saying that you are not a talker by any means.
No, not in an Uber.
But your husband will tell his life story.
Oh my gosh, he will tell you everything you want to know about him in the span of getting from our house to a concert to wherever we're going. And I'm like, shut up. Like, you're annoying me, let alone this poor driver who knows nothing about us. Well, now knows everything about us because of him.
See, and I think I'm more on your husband's side with this. I'm more of a talker also. And I think it's kind of cold to straight up, like, let the driver know beforehand, before you're even in the car, like, hey, I don't want to talk to you. Like, doesn't it seem kind of, like, borderline rude a little bit?
No, I mean, if you're doing something, like, if you're on your way to work and you're working on emails or things like that, or, like, I mean, I don't ever ride in an Uber by myself. I'm usually going somewhere with someone. I'm usually talking to whoever I'm riding with.
And you're leaving the driver completely out of the conversation.
It's not like I get in and I don't say anything. I'm like, hi, how are you? Yeah, this is where we're going. Cool. Finish our conversation.
See, if I'm in there with someone else and I'm speaking loud enough, I feel like I have to include the driver. Like we're talking, oh, yeah, we're going to the Angels game Saturday. Hey, you a big baseball fan? Just to kind of include him. I don't want him to feel left out.
Why? He's because just there to drive
rude.
You.
It's rude, yeah.
It's not rude. They're doing a job. They probably don't care what you have to say either.
And see, I don't know if on the other end, if Uber drivers do like us talking or if they just want us to shut up.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have to make conversation. I'll throw a couple questions out. 2 to 3. If I'm not getting anything back, okay, then I'll be quiet. But you have to make that effort.
No, and I'm a quiet rider. Just let me do what I'm doing. I'm usually on my phone or I'm talking to my friend. I mean, unless I'm drunk, then that's a whole different thing on the ride home. I'm talking just specifically the ride there. I am a quiet rider.
If you're drunk, you're talking nonstop, huh?
Yeah, to anybody that'll listen.
Every time.
All right, dumb debate. When you get into an Uber, what kind of passenger are you? Do you talk to the driver? Are you talking their ear off? Or are you more kind of like, I got my own thing going on. Leave me alone.
Let us know. Talk to us right now. Give us a call at 888-431-3764. You can also text us at that same number.
Love the way that you get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
6:50 here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Our dumb debate today, when you get in an Uber, are you quiet or do you chat a lot?
All right. I am a quiet rider, so thank you for this person you texted in from the 909. I'm a quiet passenger. Would you normally strike up a conversation with a stranger? That's pretty much what you're doing. I get that you're in a car with them, but it's like, okay, in an elevator, would you just randomly talk to somebody?
Elevator's too short of a ride.
Yeah. You're going on a long distance trip with this Uber driver?
Odds are, Kelly, okay, this one coming in from 951. It says, I have to agree with Anthony. It's just awkward to not say anything. My point right there. You got to say something.
Sometimes it's awkward to talk to somebody who doesn't want to talk to you. Like this one, 951 weighing in. I'm an Uber driver. I enjoy quiet rides. Sometimes I'll just continue to turn up the radio to drown out my passenger until they get the hints.
That will get you a bad rating.
Oh, boy.
All right. This one's coming in from Alex714. It says, I'm an Uber driver. I actually like talking to passengers. We'll engage on numerous topics if they want to talk. But if they want to stay quiet, that's okay, too. So it seems like there's a steady balance. If you want to be quiet, fine. But if you want to talk, I'm all for it. I feel like they want a chit-chat.
They just want the tip is what they want. Okay. All right, here we go. 949YNN says, the quiet mode is a perfect option. Let those who want the driverless chat to have it their way. Fits me just fine. I'm like, Kelly, I can just sit back and enjoy my wine in peace.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to do. Just relax.
This one coming in from Steph from the 909 says, I prefer there to be conversation. Even the dullest person can be interesting for 10 minutes. You're going to make a new friend.
The dullest person, I don't know about that one.
Marshall, what about you when you get in an Uber? Which side are you on?
Well, I'll gauge the vibe when I jump in the car, you know, and I'll kind of just see what's going on with the driver. And then, you know, normally I like to converse with the driver. I really do. Even if it's just small talk, like, you know, hey, how about those Dodgers, you know?
Just yeah. A little bit of small. There you go. That's our tiebreaker right there. So
all right.
We win, chatterboxes.
I'll give it to you just because Marshall agreed with you.
That's right. Marshall is final say in everything.
Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. And we want to shine the spotlight on Norco High School for a second. Check this out. Their girls softball team going to be playing in the CIF championship game on Friday. They're going to be going up against Great Oaks High School. That game going to be taking place in Irvine. But that's not it. The Norco High School baseball team also playing for the CIF championship game. Their game is going to be this Saturday. They're taking on Santa Margarita. And get this, they're going to be playing at Dodger Stadium.
No way.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
I mean, if you're a baseball player and you've grown up playing, Dodger Stadium is iconic to be able to be like, I'm going to play on that field and hopefully take home a CIF championship.
Yeah, hate him or love him, grow him up if you love baseball. I mean, you watch some of your favorite players play at that stadium, and it's historic. So good luck to those guys. That is so cool.
Let's go, Cougars.
And looking at the other side, from the Dodgers going to the Angels, we're going to be out at the Big A on Saturday for a big post-game concert with the Eli Young Band. Very excited for that. We're going to go. I wonder if we're sitting by each other.
I don't know.
That'd be weird if we weren't. Anyway, Angels gave us tickets. We're going to watch the game, and then we'll get to do the introductions for the band. So that'll be a lot of fun. First pitch for that game, 7:10, and then stick around afterwards. Eli Young Band going to be in the house, and that's going to be a ton of fun.
They are so great to see in concert. So, yeah, definitely get your tickets for that. And if you want to win some tickets, Scott is going to have your chance to win those tickets coming up after 2 o'clock today. We'll try and send you out there so you can have some weekend fun with the Frog.
The morning comes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Dylan Scott, my girl, 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We've got Dierks Bentley tickets here, so let's give them away. We're playing another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Tell us, who's the host of the Late Late Show on CBS?
The English guy, He sings in the car.
Yeah, carpool karaoke.
James Corden.
James Corden is correct.
All right, question number two. This Georgia-based fast food restaurant is always closed on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A
is correct.
Question three. What animal is on the California state flag?
The grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear is correct.
Question number four. Charles Kelly, Hillary Scott, and Dave Haywood are best known for making what country music trio?
Boy, I'm not doing good today. That's Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum's correct.
Moving on to question five. What player wears number 5 for the Angels?
Trout.
No, not Trout. Who's rocking number 5 on the Angels?
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is correct.
All right, question number 6. In fashion, what is a mule?
I have no clue.
Do you know what a mule is?
A shoe.
A shoe is correct.
Question number 7. Ryan Reynolds is the voice of this very popular Pokemon who is now also a detective.
Oh my God. I have no clue.
Think of the movie that's out right now.
Avengers.
Yeah, sorry, that clue didn't help.
That is a movie, yeah, but no, not what we're looking for. What Pokemon is Ryan Reynolds the voice of?
Oh. Pikachu.
Yeah, that,
you're right.
That's correct.
Oh. There you go. Just throw it out there. Why not?
We're about to let you go, man.
All right. On to question number 8, then. If I ask you to give me a break, what candy bar are you eating?
Candy bar would be a Snickers.
Sorry, that is not the candy bar we were looking for. To steal question number 8, do you know what candy bar we're talking about?
Kit Kat.
Yep. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. You got it.
Question number 9. What day of the week does Memorial Day fall on?
Monday.
That is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win the Dierks Bentley tickets, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hot Country Nights will be performing at the Dierks Bentley Show. What famous country artist is in the band?
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley is correct, and you're going to go see him out of the 5 p.m. Theater.
God. Awesome. Thank you so much. Cool. I love him.
Hot Country Nights, John Party, Kaylee Hammack, and yes, the man himself, Dierks Bentley. You'll be seeing him Friday, September 6th. You've got tickets before they even go on sale. These are going to go on sale to the public tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com. No need to worry about that. You've got yours. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Terry from Riverside.
Terry, have a great time at the show.
Thank you so much. Woo! Now you're
smiling as you wake up. Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Wake up. On 95.1 K-Frog.
All right, so earlier this week we were talking to Jenny. She had just started the new HelloFresh where they give you all the ingredients to make food.
Right.
And Jenny's whole thing is like, she's like, I don't cook. And she has made some amazing meals with HelloFresh. And so we got talking about it. We're like, okay, well, like, how bad of a cook are you? We all started exchanging our cooking fails, and we have some pretty bad fails in the kitchen.
Yeah, pretty bad. So mine, we have one of those old family cookbooks that's been passed down, you know, generation to generation. So mm-hmm. the ink on the pages is kind of faded, and some of it can be pretty hard to read. So one night when I was much younger, I wanted to make cookies. I'm reading the recipe. I'm looking, you know, all the way down. It says 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of chocolate chips, 1 blank salt. The ink was so bad that it had faded right where it said the measurement of salt.
Didn't use a cup of salt, did
you? So I'm thinking I might as well just stick with the trend since everything's asking for a cup. So I put a cup of salt in there. I make the cookies. I wait for them to cool off. I took the biggest bite, and it tasted like I was swimming in the ocean, just had like a big old mouthful of salt water
disgusting.
Right there. So I'm staring. I'm like, Dad, take a bite of these. These taste weird. He goes, what the heck did you put in these? So my mom comes over. We're looking at the cookbook. She goes, okay, what'd you do? I said, 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of chocolate chips, 1 cup of salt. But and then they just start busting up laughing. She goes, sweetheart, you don't need that much salt next time. So she threw them all away, and she made a fresh batch for me, which was awfully sweet.
That was your goal the whole time, right? You just wanted mom to make the cookies. All right. When my husband and I first moved in together, I thought, you know, I would be the good wife, and I attempted to make carnitas. So I found this recipe, and I thought I was using what was a Dutch oven so that it could go in the oven and also be on the stovetop, like it can handle the heat. No, I was using some cheapy dish, and when I took the meat out in the dish and I put it on the stovetop, I still had the flame going. It busted from the heat. Well, it had oil in it. And so the oil caught on fire from the flames on the stove.
Oh, no.
And I mean, the flames were so high. My husband comes running out. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to cook. And he's like, the smoke alarm's going off. So he's trying to wave it off. It got so bad that it set off our apartment building fire detector.
Oh, no.
And it was doing the, please exit the building. Please exit the building.
Kelly's trying to cook. Please exit the building.
I was so embarrassed. And then, of course, we lived on the first floor. So everyone's coming out of their apartments and they're like looking in at us. And we both have like paper plates and we're trying to like wave out the room. It was so bad.
How was it late at night?
No, it was like dinner
normal
time.
Dinner time? Okay.
Yeah. So, what everybody sleep. Else was enjoying their meal, I ruined their meal
evacuate.
Too. Marshall, any cooking fails?
Yes. Many Thanksgivings ago, a lot of years back, we had about 25, almost 30 people over visiting. And the kitchen was rather large, so everybody was gathered in there. And things got a little too hot, similar situation. The smoke detector went off. And at that same moment, someone opened a bottle of champagne. And I guess because of the heat, the champagne exploded all over the people, all over the food that was laid out on the table. It splashed on the ceiling, was on the floor. And we're trying to get the smoke detector out. And people are running from the spray of the champagne. And it turned out to actually be a pretty good day. And everybody will remember that Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. Looks like you guys won the World Series in there. Everyone's got goggles and champagne on. All right. We want to hear about your cooking fails. Did you have a champagne bath? Almost burned down the building or just not read the recipe? You can weigh in right now.
Give us a call or text us that number, 888-431-3764.
I wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony talking about our biggest cooking fails. Kelly almost burned her apartment complex down. Mm-hmm. I put way too much salt in. Marshall had a champagne party on Thanksgiving. And now we're getting to hear from some of you guys, and these are just fantastic.
Yes.
Here's a text message from the 909. Says, my dad tried to make cinnamon toast, which is 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, but he decided he was just going to use cinnamon. My brother and I just sat back and watched all the way to the first bite.
Gosh, have you seen like the cinnamon challenge on YouTube?
Yeah,
I could only imagine that's what dad looked like. All right, this one says, my little brother tried to cook a cup of noodles in the microwave. But he forgot to put water in it. When the microwave went off, it was this gross burnt smell and a black block of dried noodles. The smoke filled up our entire kitchen, and it took an entire day to get that smell out of our house.
And he probably didn't eat the noodles either.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not after that. Let's hear about your cooking fail. What happened?
Okay, so I had just started a new job, and I was training at the headquarters. And I got there in the morning, and I went to put my coffee in the microwave to reheat it, not thinking that it was in a metal canister. And I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and the whole room was smoking, and the building had to be evacuated because the fire alarms went off, and the fire department came and everything, and everyone is evacuated trying to figure out what was going on, and it was all because I put my metal canister in the microwave.
That is big time fail. And you're the new girl, too, on top of that. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I was the idiot in the kitchen. Sorry.
Whoops. Here's a text message from the 951. It says, my smoke detector goes off anytime I use the burners because it's so close to our stove. So when my son's friends are over, he tells them that's how he knows dinner is ready. I'm a really good cook, I swear, but nobody thinks so because the rumor is when the smoke alarm goes off, that signals dinner's ready.
Okay. All right. 951 here says, I was making Rice Krispie treats. I put all the ingredients together. Then I thought that they were like cookies and you had to put them in the oven. No, you don't. One big mess. Luckily, I had enough time to run to the store. I bought some, took them out, put them on a display platter. Nobody ever knew that I bought them. I'm wondering, though, if you could just put some like graham crackers on it and you're like, I made s'mores. Or how long she put them in and it was just burnt marshmallow, which at that point, you got to throw the pan away.
So yeah, goodbye.
All right, one more. Let's hear your cooking fail.
Well, it wasn't so much our fault, but about 3-4 years ago, Christmas Day, we're cooking a expensive prime rib, a whole bunch of stuff, you know, sweet potatoes, everything goes with it. And I go outside, grab myself a beer, come back in, and I'm walking into the kitchen, and I hear something explode. And I'm like, what the is that? And I walk in, I look, the double pane tempered glass on our oven exploded on both sides.
Oh my gosh.
Just blew up. And there's tempered glass in all of the food.
Aww.
Ruined. Completely ruined our Christmas dinner.
That sucks.
We had like mashed potatoes out of a box and microwave chicken nuggets or something like that.
Man, it sucks when it's like a big meal like that.
Hey, but for those that like chicken nuggets, that's a win for you.
Or if you don't like your family, just kind of pick the big pieces of glass out. Here you go, dinner served.
That's mean, Kelly.
Oh, wow. That's like the beginning of a murder mystery. Wow.
Lifetime movie.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Eli Young Band here on K-Frog. Saturday night, they'll be playing a post-game concert at Angel Stadium. We'll have your chance to win your way in coming up after 2 o'clock today on K-Frog, where right now Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Well, Miranda Lambert is coming out with a new album, but it's not her normal music. Instead, she's releasing Rockabye Baby, a lullaby of Miranda Lambert's songs. So this includes some lullaby versions of her hit songs like The House That Built Me, Mama's Broken Heart, Automatic. In fact, here's just a little bit. This is The House That Built Me. Super cute, right?
First when you played it for me, I didn't hear any of it, but then you had to like sing along to like I was a baby and sing it to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I hear it now. I almost fell asleep. It's really cute.
Well, here's the interesting thing on there. Some of the other songs include Gunpowder and Lead, which I don't know is that's the most perfect song to put your kid to sleep
to.
Really? Yeah, Kerosene's also on there, so that will be interesting. That's coming out June 28th. All right, yesterday, Taylor Swift was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and she weighed in on the Twitter controversy about whether you should wash your legs in the shower. But she took it a step further. Taylor said she shaves her legs every day.
Which, a lot?
Like, that's a little overboard. Ellen even joked, she was like, God, you must be hairy. They did a whole Twitter poll about this. After over 800,000 votes, 20% of people admitted that they don't wash their legs in the shower. So we may have our next dumb debate for next Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, we will.
Yesterday, I told you Kelly Ripa threw some shade at Bachelor Nation when she called the dating show gross and creepy. Well, now some of the show's people are getting in on it. One of the show's producers said, easy, Kelly Ripa. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary. He's referring to that both of them are on ABC.
That's right.
Well, even Bachelor host Chris Harrison got on it and said, look out, Bachelor Nation. Kelly Ripa is coming after you and your disgusting Monday night habits. Well, this isn't sitting well because now a source close to Live with Kelly and Ryan told People magazine they can't handle a lighthearted criticism from a successful woman who's been on TV longer than their contestants have been alive. Kelly's time on Live predates the show by years. So if anything, her success in syndication and promotion of her shows is paying their salaries.
Wow, that is getting dirty. And the fact that they're all on the same network,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes. I'm like, okay, it's getting a little hot in there.
And I remember Kelly's comment we saw yesterday. And, mm-hmm. I get it. She has every right to her own opinion. And the fact that, if you actually get down to thinking about it, 30 girls going after one dude.
Well, and she put her spin on it was, you are wonderful women and you're all trying to get one guy mm-hmm. on TV. That's what she was talking about. But yeah, Bachelor Nation not happy. So I'm sure there's going to be lots more to come from this.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.